have a conversation with the HSE and opened a line of communication. And the information that I have got, and I have no reason not to believe it, is that there will be four long-term units will be opened on the 18th of November. There will be another few units opening after Christmas. I would hope that they would all be opened this side of Christmas, but that's not going to happen. But also, the most important thing, that the daycare centre will be open, and it will be after Christmas as well, that there's no question that the daycare centre not been there. They've guaranteed me that. I will be holding them that, and I have no reason to disbelieve them. The daycare centre, and that's good news, will be open to the general public and patients after Christmas. So that's positive news, and I will be in direct conversation with them at different periods just to confirm that everything is going according to plan.
While it is welcome news, Councillor, that some units will be open this side of Christmas, and the daycare centre, as you mentioned, will be open on a permanent basis after Christmas, it is disappointing that it's taken this long to get off the ground.
It is very disappointing that they didn't open on the dates that were said. And I do know that they are working hard for to get staff, and staff seem to be the problem. There's quite a number of staff that they still have to recruit. I suppose what I would have been doing if I'd have been in their position, I would have been recruiting the staff during the time of the building of the hospital and before it was open. But look, we are where we are. We have to keep the pressure on. They've guaranteed me what I'm after saying to you, and I have no doubt to disbelieve them. We will be keeping a very, very close eye on what's happening there, and hopefully that we will get our due rights for the people and the patients of the Ballyshannon and the surrounding area.